Hey, Dad Potters. Kyle Martino here. Whew, we did it. Season's over. Chelsea are champions. Not many of us saw that one coming. But, man, if you're going to try to distill the title down to one word, it would be one word and two men. Conte. N'Golo Kanté, Antonio Kanté. Are there two more capable and more influential and more talented individuals together? I mean, like the Simon and Garfunkel of the Premier League. What an incredible run to the title they had. The reprisal and just resurgence, rejuvenation, any reword you want to find that explains how this team went from shambles, absolutely shambolic last year, to top of the table once again. Just hit me at Kyle Martino or send some reviews and tell me what you saw and how it happened, because that was something special. I'm not going to do a normal Tab Pod today. I'm going to save that for after the Europa League final and the FA Cup final. Arsene Wenger has finished outside of the top four for the first time in the Premier League, and Manchester United have finished outside of the top four for the third time since Sir Alex Ferguson left. They've only finished in it once. They never finished outside of the top three ever under Sir Alex Ferguson in the Premier League. So all is not well on the Manchester United and Arsenal front. And both managers, Arsene Wenger and Jose Mourinho, have put all of their eggs in one basket. Mourinho more so. Arsene Wenger gave it a good go for the top four. His team, as they normally are, were incredible down the stretch and just came up short. Just flipped the switch way too late. And, you know, the turn of the year killed them. From January on, just poor results, shocking defeats, and massive questions. It seems the biggest question, will Arsene Wenger stay, is going to be answered after the FA Cup. And if he wins the FA Cup, it'd be historic, his seventh. But even if he wins it, who knows what that means? I kind of think the decision's already made in Arsene Wenger staying. But he'll meet with Ivan Gazidis, the rest of the board, Sir Chips Keswick, and you know, supposedly some of the board want to claw the power back from Arsene Wenger. And those are the conditions in which he has to agree if he wants to stay on. If you believe reports or if you read between the lines and you see what I'm seeing, that's what I'm getting. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And then Jose Mourinho, you know, wants to win the Europa League, says it's all about the trophy. I don't buy it, even though Manchester United have never won that trophy. I'm not sure if it wasn't hitched to the back of a Champions League ticket, they would be caring about it, and they would have accepted the Manchester United fans. Jose Mourinho's excuse to prioritize the Europa League, but he did it, and he's cornered himself where success means victory over Ajax in Stockholm. So we'll see what happens there. So we'll dive into those on the next pod when I get into that. But I want to end this little teaser, this tiny Tad Pod, by thanking Rebecca Lowe. What an incredible person, what a great friend, and what a remarkable host. And I just give her so much credit for showing just her vulnerable side and being so candid in a difficult conversation that you guys probably heard it in her voice, but I saw it in her face when she was talking about it. It wasn't easy for her to tell the story she told on the Tad Pod last week. So if you missed that, go back and listen, because it's an important message and it's something that everyone needs to hear, because the male-dominated sport that we're in isn't accepting enough, isn't tolerant enough, and isn't good enough. And women make it a better place. They bring so much to the sport. Our show would not be the same without Rebecca Lowe. And to think that there was a time in her career where she was facing abuse and sexism and she thought maybe she'd walk away from it, we'd all be worse off. I speak selfishly to say my work would not be as good or as enjoyable if Rebecca Lowe wasn't there. And there are many Rebecca Lowes that dream of getting involved in sports, and don't let there be any barriers for them. So let's all speak up when we see idiots saying stupid things that should never be said or even thought. and are completely unacceptable in this beautiful game. So let's all do our part. But thanks again, Rebecca. And I'll read a couple reviews that you guys put in that I thought nailed it. And there were so many great ones. So go through and read some of the reviews, you guys. One, I'm in love with Rebecca Lowe's The Title by Screaming Eagle 100. That was a great episode. Great to hear from her. And you're okay too, Martino. Best football podcast I've heard in years. Keep up the great work. And then the next one, subject, awesome by Start to Fly 1126. Kyle, thank you so much for having Rebecca Lowe on to share her story. The only way we change things is by talking about them. Already was a huge fan of your pod, but now even more so. I wish sexism didn't exist. And, quote, so do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you. And that's probably from a movie, but I can't pick it out, so... Start to Fly 1126, hit me at Kyle Martino and tell me what movie that's from. In all seriousness, though, thank you for the for taking the time to bring light to this issue. And all the reviews kind of echo the same sentiment, which is thank you, Rebecca Lowe, for speaking your mind, for opening up your heart and opening up your past to shed some light on a subject that needs more attention. But also, it's just great to have Rebecca Lowe on. I mean, she knows the game, and she is so much fun to talk about it, and she doesn't get an opportunity to throw out her opinions, and she's got many about the game. Some good, some bad, and her and I argue back and forth all the time, but we love her, and she loves the game. Season ticket holder when she was at Crystal Palace, but obviously is very professional and completely unbiased now. Wonder what she thinks that Big Sam just ditched them. Maybe I'll have to have her back on and talk to her about that one. But you guys are the best. Thank you so much for listening to the Tad Pods, for spreading the word, for subscribing. I'll see you after these big finals, and we'll talk about it. Until then, stay on your feet, Tad Podders.